Sylvia Bullard on 88.9 The Cube, speaking with Jocan Kelly. Jocan Kelly collects cans and bottles and then proceeds to give the money to charities. And I understand that you've just had another successful campaign.
Yes, Sylvia, yeah. We had a very good campaign for the Camp Action Biblique of Richmond, where we raised almost $1,700.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
For the camp activities. Geez, yeah, you know, I mean, thank God a lot of people, you know, drink a lot. The more empties we get, the more we can cash in and donate to different groups.
That's right. And I also understand that you're going to be also supporting the Lac Megantic tragedy by collecting some empty bottles and cans for the month of July.
That's right, yes. Normally in July, August, and September, I do my Terry Fox.
Right.
And then on Sunday, this lady in Ulverton, when she gave me a pile of empties, she asked me who I was collecting for. I said, well, Terry Fox, because in our family, there's 10 of us who have had cancer. Oh, she says, I thought maybe you might be doing it for the Megantic tragedy, you know. And that sort of, you know, sparked a thought in my mind that Lac Megantic, you know, it's part of the townships.
Right.
And yeah, and I've been coming down, you know, to Richmond and the townships for the last 15 years, you know, and say, well, people keep saying, well, it'd be nice if we can donate to local activities or charities, okay, like the Cap Action, like the Biblique, like that's local. But, of course, the Lac Megantic, well, that's a real tragic disaster there. So I thought, well, for the month of July, I will collect everything. In fact, I'm going up to Sunday, August the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
And you know, and that's a long weekend for people from Ontario. So,
right. So, will you still also be collecting for the Terry Fox Foundation as well?
Oh yeah, because of this month, I've rearranged my causes for the rest of the year. Terry Fox will start after the Lac Megantic, and instead of going to the end of September, going to the middle of October, and then like I'm going to steal a couple of weeks from the Whales Home. But then the Whales Home all go off until January the 5th, 2014. So, you know, there's all kinds of good causes. And I'm sure by taking a little bit from Terry Fox, give it to the Lac Megantic.
Well, they definitely are in need. So if anybody does want to get rid of their cans and bottles, what should they do? Just to remind us?
Well, okay. Well, I mean, I'm fortunate in the Lennoxville area, the townshipper's office, like Rachel Hunting, like she's been very supportive, and Mary Gunter and Shannon Keenan and Kathy Turner, you know, they've all encouraged me a lot. So if people can drop them off at the Townshipper's office, which is located at 257 Queen Street in Lennoxville between 9 and 1600, that would be a big help.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Richmond, of course, Beth Tabersmith's deck at 8 Melbourne Avenue, that's a pretty good drop-off point. Well, the thing I ask, when you do drop off empties, if you could probably, like, write on either the box or you take, put your name and all that, you know, so I am aware of who's supporting our causes there.
Right. I would imagine as well, if there are any large gatherings or events, you would be more than happy to come and pick up those empties as well.
Sylvia, you've been reading my mind.
Yeah.
I had all these big gatherings and events. Where people have a good time, you know, and there's always empties, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like last Saturday in Ulverton at the Stephen Hodges place, you know, every year I go over there and I pick up the empty beer bottles, wine bottles. And oh, yeah, also just make you aware that wine and liquor bottles, you know, we do collect those as well.
Oh, yes?
Because we go up to Ontario to cash these in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a couple of us who do that.
That's good to know. So you're recycling at the same time. So
exactly,
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much for telling us about this. And we know who to call when we want to get rid of our empties. And
very good, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're doing a great job. The proceeds go to all of these places that will help other people. So thank you very much.
Well, yeah, Sylvia, you know, because I guess everybody tells me that I'm doing a big, good job, but you know, there are many people who help me with the collecting of the empties, catching them in, moving them back and forth, and you know, and then eventually, you know, the people who drop off their empties for us, you know, it's
So it's more than one person involved.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
Many hands that help out.
That's right, yeah.
Well, that's good. That's really great. Well, thank you very much for sharing this with us. And I hope that people will contact you and going to drop off their empties at these places that you mentioned.
That's right, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Okay, Sylvia. It was a pleasure talking with you again.
Likewise.
Thanks. Okay, bye-bye.